but wouldn't it be a cleaner idea if approval's granted by DNR slash Army Corps to just bring in another, an amendment to recorded plat showing without the shaded areas because it was approved, and then all you do is change the legal description on the outlots.
I mean, it would be the cleanest, but it does mean it goes back to Plan Commission and staff, council.
No, no, it would clean it up.
So the
and
council,
all it is Plan is what, an application to revise CSM 839922.
I think you guys just like us being here.
Well, that's true, but
I mean, happy to do that.
Again, the effort here.
How many years is it going on now?
Lots.
Four?
But again, the goal is to get the issue taken care of now, and we can clean it up more later.
And any hesitancy I have is just goes back to, I'm, again, thinking about explaining this to council, other councilors, legal side, and trying to, yeah, I just want to make sure I don't.
I think we can rely on staff and Alderman Dandry to say, let's go. So we're going to leave 8 alone?
I guess what I'm concerned about is that, again, we'd have to revise the CSM. Now there'd be two lots and an outlot. And that resource, those resources are, like, now they're quadruple protected, you know, through regulations, the UDO. I mean, if I'm reading this clear, Joel, the wetlands will disappear upon receipt of a permit. And then what we're talking about is this little fringe on the southern portion of the 13 acres.
Well, we have not always required an outlot for the small isolated wetlands. Aspen Woods, for instance, had one small wetland that was not in an outlot.
Could we do that here?
It's been done before, as long as Plan Commission and Council are okay with it.
Is there a motion to delete Condition 8?
So moved.
But as it pertains to the little wetlands or all the wetlands?
But there's not a lot of wetlands on it.
Or the ones in the back, though.
I mean, I'm 98% sure that those wetlands that we're talking about, we're going to have a permit in 30 days. I mean, and so what we're talking about now are these fringe wetlands that we're not even contemplating
touching,
impacting. And it just seems to be the process of laying on outlots and everything on areas that are already regulated just becomes really, it becomes confusing, just like tonight is, that there's a lot of mechanics here. There's a lot of legal descriptions and surveying that goes into this on areas that we're not even talking about impacting.
Okay, we got a motion, no second. Is there a second to the motion to delete 8?
I think deleting it would be far simpler. We know that there's plenty of protections there just to, again, be able to move through it.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to delete Condition 8. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. 9.
Wait. To delete 8?
Delete.
No, it was to keep it. That's what I thought I voted on.
Okay, let's do this again. All those in favor of deleting Section 8?
There's no motion.
I make a motion to delete.
No, we can't. We got to reconsider. Is there a motion to reconsider the previous motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to delete Condition 8?
So moved.
No.
I'm sorry.
Is there a motion to delete Condition 8?
Yes, there is a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll make that second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Patty. Those opposed, Patty. You wanted to delete?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Four ayes. Mayor votes to affect the outcome. Four ayes, one no. No absent, no abstentions. Motion carries.
Okay.
D'Andrea, second by Morrow. Okay.
Yes, several absent.
Where are we at? 9?
9. We would again, like to bring this in when we have the actual site plan and all of the details in front of you. So just assume, deal with that at that time.
You and I talked, Dan. Just want to make it 25 and be done.
Yes.
Is there a motion to change 30 feet to 25?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Just one point of clarification. And everything that's happened here so far, we still had an issue with putting conservation easements on Lot 2, Luna, which is owned by Matheson. There are natural resources on Lot 2, which is outside of the zoning.
What we're buying.
I just want to make sure that we're not obligated to put conservation easements on Lot 2.
Well, you're not. You don't own. You want.
No, it's part of the CSM. It's on all the CSM.
But we fixed that with the first issue that we talked about.
Only for whatever wetlands the DNR deems are artificial or are not regulated, those conservation easements disappear.
So
the rest would all stay.
When we put this property under contract and we did our due diligence, we focused on the subject property for which we were to purchase. So we have not done a delineation on Lot 2. We've done a natural resource protection plan using the best of our abilities, desktop, interpolation, whatnot, but we did not go and legally describe wetlands or any other features that the city would consider natural resources on Lot 2, which is going to be owned by Matheson.
Which is owned by Matheson now.
And that we are not, there is no plans for any type of development or further division here. So I just want to make sure that we're not obligated to go slap easements on property that we're not in control of.
As the conditions stand right now, yes. It would apply to both lots.
Could there not be a note on the CSM that's saying upon any municipal approval, any further land division of Lot 2, a full natural resource protection plan and any resulting conservation easement would have to be approved for Lot 2? And that would just protect the entire situation?
Other than for their development, I don't think we've ever totally removed the conservation easements or the natural resource protection plan requirement. What we have done in a few instances is based all that on best available information with a note that says upon further development or land division, a full detailed. I think that was also part of one of your CSMs or the plat or something as well.
We're in a tough situation because the parcel that's going to be retained by the Massons, these folks have no intention of developing it. So
their heirs will develop.
Their heirs or who knows, maybe.
Yep. Let me interrupt, Dan, because as I'm listening to you, I thought I heard you say that you did best available on parcel 2.
We did.
Okay.
But now I would have to go to the Matheson family and say, hey, as part of this, we need to put a conservation easement on property. On best available information, that's not going to fly.
See, this is why our zoning code just irritates me.
But the wetlands.
And that's the way it is.
This is all that. But it's subject to the CSM.
But it can't be the CSM. But you're not blind.
I don't understand either.
The wetlands.
There's history about that.
I guess the wetlands are protected federally and by the state. The woodlands on the property, on the Matheson property, are protected by your UDL natural resource standards. So there's protections already built in. So this conservation easement that is being asked for is just repetitive. We can't go by right without this conservation easement and start filling wetlands or taking down trees. The city has already regulated that. So by asking for the conservation easement, it's just holding up.
Yes, City Attorney.
The issue is whether or not it's allowed per code.
And I believe that not doing it at all is not allowed. Doing it based on best available information has been done before.
Bottom line, does it have to be, is it a strict requirement of the Unified Development Ordinance?
And of the CSM portion of it.
No waiver. How many times are you going to get waiver questions? Times are changing.
Commissioner Hogan.
So, like you said, if you go back, you're saying if you go back to the other, to the family, and they, and they're not going to do it, does that mean your project is nothing? It's done? We can't go forth with it?
I think that is,
this is what this is all being based on?
Correct.
Mr. City Attorney. I'm sorry. Commissioner Hogan.
No.
City Attorney.
Akin to a number of other unrelated matters, perhaps the decision makers are interested in amending the Unified Development Ordinance on a city application to provide for an exception to the requirement upon land divisions for with regard to natural resource features that they may be encompassed by a conservation easement under circumstances where you have a land division which is part of a new mixed-use industrial commercial purpose driven land division whereby existing residential property is being divided and will not be part of the new development at this time, then conservation easements will not be required for natural resource features upon that property, which will not be developed, redeveloped.
That sounds
and
like a good plan to me.
Public hearing notice it, and
I was just going to ask what the timing is of that.
It's a UDO text amendment.
So the 45 public hearing notice would go out next Wednesday.
We'd have to craft the language.
Assuming
you just got it now,
council ratification approval of staff doing that, class two notice. So it would be then
council doesn't need to approve doing it.
3 weeks later, at the earliest, would be plan commission, and then the next council meeting after that. So you're probably at the earliest the end of January.
It's okay.
Oh, that was going to be my question.
And I don't believe council needs to direct staff to do that. I think I can. So directed. So that issue's got to stay in.
So that would stay in, and then is it just thinking about how to roll this forward? So if it stays in, but then upon this text amendment of the UDO being adopted, we can't re.
The timing.
It's kind of I'm just not sure how we do it.
So the 6 weeks or whatever doesn't work is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I think it can. I'm just trying to think about how we would have a. I mean, if we're approving the CSM this evening under the auspice that we're going to also put conservation easements on land we don't own nor have any intent to own, does that somehow. Can we do that?
Say we can figure out a way to describe a conservation easement over the natural resources that were shown in the NRPP. Do we have to come back before this board with a conservation easement?
Council approves them.
Let's back up for a second, though. We're making an assumption that the Madisons would say no. You may go have a cup of coffee with them and say, we need to do this in order for you to sell your land. It's not a big deal long term because if you're not going to live here.
You want to come along?
Yeah, I'll be happy with you.
No, it's worth a shot. I mean, it is. It could be, I guess I'm thinking of timing. If we say this is the way it is in the city of Franklin.
Well, if you go see them Friday or Monday or Saturday. I don't care.
And we, I mean, we can certainly do that too. And I think why we're not quite as concerned with the timing now, the users looking to maybe add an additional piece mm-hmm. of that we own right now. And so that would be via a lot line adjustment, and that'll likely be back in front of everybody in January-ish. So I think this it's acceptable. We do need to show them some progress here, though. So we had, I think we can go talk to the Mathesons and then wait and see what.
We can proceed that way. But I really think it is a good idea for the city to
adopt something
to adopt something to make this.
Yeah, but Joel doesn't.
Yeah, well, I'd be recommending.
I mean, really, we're going through this, and we're putting a conservation easement on resources that are already protected three different ways.
Well, that's true across the board for everyone that exists.
But
why do conservation easements?
Well, that's,
I agree.
That's the point.
The buffers. There is even more. If I've been here long enough, now I know some
facetious.
Of this stuff. There's lots of instances where people claim, I didn't know. And instances where they said, well, oh yeah, I did see it on my subdivision plat. Or I never look at the subdivision, but I did look at my plat of survey. I saw it on the plat of survey. Or, yes, I did my title research when I bought the property and I saw this document that I come into the city and ask, what does this mean? So we do catch, each one of those separate steps does catch people who say, I didn't know, I didn't, thank you. And if we didn't, and in the old days we didn't do that, we had people developing in wetlands more often. The law is the law, but people claim they didn't know it. But if they see it on their subdivision plat, they see it on their survey, or they see it in the title documents they get when they buy the property, there's a better chance that they'll stay on it. Or at least they come and ask us questions.
All right, doing what I'm supposed to do here. So where we're at right now is we're not going to remove anything relative to that from any of these conditions. We're going to move this forward under the assumption that a meeting with the Mathesons is going to result in what the city's looking for with no pain to the developer.
But we'll prepare a draft UDO text amendment in case it fails.
Yeah.
And then we would move forward with that.
We will get you a quick response on which way we're.
Yeah. Mr. City Attorney.
This idea about amending the UDO does not mean that there's some note on a recorded CSM. It means the CSM condition waits to see if that ordinance gets adopted. And then the condition will say only on lot one if it's adopted, as opposed to somehow recording CSM and everything before that.
So if you could hold off recording the CSM until the UDO text amendment gets approved.
Well, it's a final approval of the CSM because it would be one of the conditions.
And all that's fine and moot, if the Mathesons say, sure, okay.
Correct.
Dan does his magic on a CAD and off we go.
Well, it kind of opens us up to kind of a difficult hostage situation with
I'm looking for a way out of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking if there's a different way.
If we go that route though, if they say no, that's just this is too confusing. This isn't anything we want to deal with right now. If the UDO is an option, and that we can then go that path just to not have to deal with it on this lot too, then that's, yeah, I think, acceptable. But you know, we just want to try and make it as easy for them as well.
Well, but you got to have the conversation because we're projecting onto them that they don't want to do
correct.
This.
Correct, yeah.
And Dan's a heck of a sales guy. Well, and if he can't do it, there's another good sales guy sitting next to him.
we can get it. There's got to be a way.
And we can triple team him. You can take another salesman who's also a politician and go to it. So.
We might need to.
Commissioner Haley.
And a valid push point. A good point to bring up would be that the resources are there and ultimately will need to be dealt with, and we're just taking care of that now. It's not creating new and additional problems. They will ultimately have to deal with that. Somebody will.
Yeah, I think the Mathesons know the process we're going through.
Yeah.
Alderman D'Andrea. It's the second one. It's the certified survey.
Certified survey. Motion to recommend approval.
Put your microphone on.
Motion to recommend approval of a resolution.
Yes. A two lot certified being part of a fractional northwest quarter of the north of the southwest.
What happened? It was on.
It's fat figures.
Yes. Being part of the fractional northwest quarter of the southwest quarter and the west half of the northeast quarter of the southwest quarter of Section 30, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at 10082 South 124th Street, and property generally located south of Loomis Court and east of South North Cape Road.
Incorporating the actions taken this evening on the two items. Items 6 and 7 and... Yeah, 6 and 7. Is there a second to that motion?
6, Steve? 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
There were changes made to all of them.
Yeah, we changed 9 to 25 feet.
Okay.
Yep.
6, 7, 8, and 9. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion of the seconds. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on now to the land division variance portion of the evening. This is Mr. Deeble.
We're okay with that one.
Is there a motion, Mark?
Yes, I'll make that motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land division variance for a two-lot certified survey map being part of the fractional northwest quarter of the southwest quarter and the west half of the northeast quarter of the southwest quarter of Section 30, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at 10082 South 124th Street, and property generally located south of Loomis Court and east of South North Cape Road.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The motion is adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 825.